Welcome to In the Middle with You, a podcast where we invite you into the day-to-day of our middle school community. Hi, everyone. I am Gaia Altshuler, our social-emotional counselor here at the middle school. And as always, I am here with Tammy Cuckoo, our vice principal. How are we doing?
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
The most wonderful time of the year. And it is an exciting time to be at Oaks Christian Middle School.
It starts with carpool. Everything on the middle school side starts and ends with carpool. If you have not yet dropped your child off in the morning, you should come just for the Christmas cheer.
Absolutely. You will start your day off happier if you are part of the Oaks Christian Carpool Morning.
I agree.
We also have pod decorations going up. There are Christmas trees in every room, in every pod. And tell us about this door decorating competition we have going on.
Okay. So at Oaks Christian School, they sent out a school-wide contest and they left us out first.
Whoa.
Crazy, right?
Crazy.
And then we got invited in and we are pulling out all the stops. In sixth grade, we've got a Santa's workshop theme. It's amazing. If you have an opportunity, you should probably come on in and check it out.
Absolutely.
Seventh grade seems to still be working through some ideals, but there are elves at work. Elves at work.
I saw the Christmas movie elf themed door happening in the art area.
I did see that. That was cool. We got a shout out and tribute to Home Alone happening in our engineering department.
What's going on in eighth grade? Did they do like presents?
The eighth grade team seems to have a lot of presents and they seem to have capitalized on Jesus' birth.
Okay.
And, you know, in the student life department, it is a holy night. That is
and coming. Oh, holy night.
Oh, holy night.
It's incredible. Our one and only Gabe Burgos, one of our teaching assistants, pulled out all the stops.
All the stops.
It's unreal. He truly created a work of art in that hallway.
He can't leave out.
He's also an alumni. He's also an alum. So let's not forget that.
So great.
Shout out to our alums.
What we can't leave out is in this administrative office, there are all types of hymns on every door. You should come check them out.
Last but not least, the social emotional wellness center area is going to become the North Pole. It's a work in progress.
So, you know, once left out, finishing on top is the middle school.
The middle school. So, with that being said, being at the Christmas season, there's a lot of fun things coming up. Tammy, can you make sure to share some announcements of all the fun activities coming?
All right, guys. So we have a really exciting Christmas concert that's going to be done in a new and unique way. We're calling it Deck the Halls because we're going to be moving around and experiencing the voices of Oaks Christian, our middle school, our high school, all the people. On December 12th. So check out the newsletter for the time for that and check out all the different locations.
Yes.
But that's something you do not want to miss. And then the cutest performance ever in life is happening on December 18th. You don't want to miss that. It's our Christmas pageant with grades 4 and 5.
A yearly highlight.
Every year, there's just not a dry eye because they're so cute and their voices are so amazing. So I'd encourage you all to show up.
Absolutely. So as we shared when we started this podcast in the fall, one of the main goals of our podcast is to keep you in the know as parents of what is going on in the day-to-day life of our middle school and what we are talking about in our school community. So this year we have implemented something called First Five, which is a time that students gather in their advisories at the beginning of the day and they go over announcements for the day, anything that would be important to helping them navigate their week, as well as starting off their day with a short devotional and sharing of scripture. So Mr. Pastor Weston comes up with these devotionals that go out to the first five teachers every day. And this month we are focusing on Advent. And we wanted to bring you into that journey a little bit and share with you what your students are hearing. So maybe you can go ahead and continue this conversation at home. So as of this week, we really gave them an overview about what Advent is, which I'm going to share with you. And hopefully it can spark some really great conversation. So we shared with them that Advent comes from the Latin word Adventus, which means arrival. Advent is a season of preparation to both celebrate Jesus' birthday and await his return one day to make all things right. And this celebration happens over the 4 weeks leading up to Christmas Eve, and there is an individual focus in each week of Advent. Week one, which we are in right now, is hope. Week two is peace. Week three is joy. And week four, it culminates with the topic of love. So with that being said, Tammy, our verse of the week this week, we wanted to center around the idea of hope. Could you share that with us?
So I'm going to share the verse of the week, Lamentations 3, 25 and 26. The Lord is good to those who hope in him, to those who seek him. It is good to wait quietly for the Lord to save. And we've invited Mr. Mo here with us, mm-hmm. and we'd love to get some insight on Advent and also our verse of the week before we have our call to action.
Why, thank you very much. I'm excited to be here with you again.
Mm-hmm. Round two.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, Advent, the arrival. You know, one of the things we try to do in Bible classes here at Oaks Christian is really get into the depth of the layers of Scripture. And although December 25th is the day that we celebrate the arrival of Jesus, mm-hmm. historically, we're not sure of the exact day he was born. Yeah. And we keep that in front of our students. Mm-hmm. And some of the kids are like, oh, what?
Shocking.
Yeah. But what we explain is, it's like, have you ever had a birthday mm-hmm. on a Saturday, but your real birthday was like on a Wednesday, but you had the party? Mm-hmm. Think of it that way, mm-hmm. that throughout history, there was a time where mm-hmm. we wanted to celebrate that arrival of mm-hmm. Lord Jesus as the fulfillment of all the Scriptures, as the one who delivers redemption and salvation, and celebrate that. And December 25th, because of a lot of reasons we don't need to get into here, mm-hmm. became that day historically in the church. And so we celebrate that. So we celebrate really four major things: the life of Jesus as Advent, mm-hmm. arrival, mm-hmm. and then that's his incarnation. That's mm-hmm. his human life that he lived, that right. we get to look at and model. The next one is his crucifixion, why he died. Mm-hmm. The third one is, and this is where he conquered all, the resurrection, mm-hmm. and then ultimately the hope of a return right. and a new kingdom, a new earth, and a new heaven. Mm. But we get to step into that now, and all of that mm-hmm. is celebrated in the Advent season.
Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So Gaia, what's our call to action this week?
All right. We just want to invite you in to the fun Christmas joy, to join us in that, be it the morning smiles at carpool, the conversations around Advent, all of the fun Christmas shows coming up, whether your child is in them or you want to come support a friend. We would just invite you to step into Christmas at Oaks Christian. And the last thing is, last year, our principal, Tara Morrow, gave a lot of the faculty and staff here a book called Embracing Advent, Rediscovering Christmas in the Chaos. And several of us read it last year. We will be reading it again this year. It's just such a great way to start the day and center our hearts around the season that we are stepping into. So we invite you to maybe join us in reading that book as well. And Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. And until next time.
Until next time.
We are in the middle with you.
Merry Christmas.